Okay, Monday, November 11th, 6:01 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. We are doing our tax abatement hearing for Christopher Pearson, address 620 Eastern Ave, lot 32. Parcel ID number 042-013-11999. The applicant and any witnesses appearing on this applicant's behalf will be sworn in. Do we have anybody on their behalf?
That'd be Sheila.
That'd be me.
Okay. So who swears you in if you're doing it? Can you swear yourself in?
No, I cannot swear myself in.
Is there something I can read?
Sure.
It's because you're just... No, you're not.
No.
No.
Okay, we need a JP to swear you in.
Amy, would you like to go on behalf of Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
great. Can I swear Amy in?
Sure.
Amy, raise your right hand.
I forget which one.
Do you swear that you will provide all the accurate information that is in the report from Chris?
I do.
And provide it to the trustees?
I do.
So help you God.
I do.
Okay, perfect.
We haul up the information, so you're good, Amy.
They have all
we
the
know about it. Okay.
You now pronounce you.
Are there any board members to disclose any conflicts of interest or ex parte communications with the applicant? If so, that member needs to recuse themselves. I personally don't have any. Marilyn, do you?
I personally do not have any.
Okay, so we're good to proceed. So Amy, if you could please, on behalf of the applicant, identify the statutory abatement category their request applies to, which is on their application, and present their evidence. Please identify yourself for the speaker, or for the recording.
Amy Braun, and I am going to say it's taxes in which there is or a mistake of the listers.
Okay.
24 VSA 1535A4.
Perfect. I really don't have any questions regarding this because we actually had discussed it at a previous meeting, and there had also been some emails for explaining the mishap and whatnot, but in all actuality, as it says on his paperwork, that he did not live there, and we also got backup support from the owners of the campground saying that he did not rent or live there for 2023. Therefore, he should not have been receiving a tax bill from either the village or the town. And we had discussed it previously and agreed that it was an error, and we were going to just let it go, but then Sheila thankfully reminded us that we had to go through this abatement process, so thank you, Sheila. I don't have a reason to deliberate. Do you, Marilyn?
I do not.
Okay. So we will issue a written decision providing the following, that Christopher Pearson... the property location in question is 620 Eastern Ave, lot 32, Barton, Vermont, 05822, parcel ID 042-013-11999.
That's the SPAN number, not the parcel ID.
Oh.
The parcel ID.
Sorry.
Yep.
Is 213-0620.MH28.
Say MH28?
Correct.
So that was parcel ID for correction, 21303.
And I wrote the SPAN number on the application next to the...
Okay.
So that's where that...
What street is that on?
It is 620 Eastern Avenue, lot 32. It's a lot within the campground.
Okay.
Mr. Pearson did not rent or reside there at all in 2023. Therefore, should have never received a tax bill. Unfortunately, it's a grand list error, so he's abating his taxes with the village and the town. We did receive verification from the owners of the campground that is indeed the case. So, The date and time of hearing is today, Monday, November 11th. We started at 6:01. It's now 6:06 p.m. Myself, Regina Lyon, and Marilyn Prue, not Marilyn Merchant. Ellis Merchant is not here tonight, participated in the hearing. All persons who testified would be Amy Braun. Sheila swore her in and then also corrected the parcel ID number for us, so thank you. The documents we refer to are the form submitted by Sheila on behalf of Mr. Pearson, explaining the mishap and why they were requesting an abatement.
And the only reason, I just want to clarify, the only reason I submitted on his behalf is because he's down in the Bahamas and was hit by a hurricane and had no access to a scanner or anything to sign back the application, so he asked if I could do that.
Yep, not a problem. So therefore, do we have to do a motion, or is it just we're abating it and it's good to go? Sheila?
I think it's good to go. You go on it and it's...
Okay. So we agree to abate. Do we have to sign anything, or do you do that?
The minutes will have to be typed up and signed, and you guys will send up the written...
To the him and the town clerk?
Just to the village clerk.
Just to the village clerk.
And then I will make sure that it gets written off the books from Amy and Crystal. Because it's currently on the 2023 delinquent tax list, so we just need to
remove it. Yep. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that. All right. Moving on to our regular agenda. Any changes? We're going to roll it to the other one. I don't believe we need to adjourn, do we?
It says adjourn.
All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn the abatement hearing.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.